the miller's job. Since immemorial times, the inhabitants of the Tajuna Valley have used the river to grind wheat and barley and obtain flour. A fundamental task in every community and which the miller was in charge of. It began its activity with the cleaning of wheat or any other cereal, drying it in the sun and then taking it to the milling room. Frequently, the grain belonged to the customer of the mill, so that the so-called marquilla was made, i.e. the part corresponding to the miller in return for his work was set aside. This payment in spice was always made with the traditional measures of the fainaga, the quartilla and the selamin, indispensable in a mill, and that oscillated according to the price of the grain, the epoch and the characteristics, between 4% and 8% of the quantity that was milled. After pouring the cereal into the hopper, it went down the gutter, regulated by the miller to control the quantity, towards the eye of the millstone or flock. From the miller's skill and craft it depended to obtain a milling of greater or lesser quality with his handling of the relief, his dexterity in fixing the distance of the stones and in keeping them in good condition with the works of mending. Once the wheat was introduced between the millstones, protected by the dust cover to avoid its spillage, the incisions made in the upper one directed the milled wheat towards the outlet and the flour or directly to a sack. Apart from the fundamental work of repairing and maintaining all the parts and components of the flour mill, the person in charge also had to clean the mill's ditches in order to make the most of the water flow, which is not always abundant at all times of the year.